Yeah, I think for some people, you know, everyone has their own triggers, you know. I just know what I know about myself is that I don't do anything in moderation, whether it's makeup, love affairs, food, religion, sex, all of those things. You know, I don't do anything in moderation. So the things that are harmful to me, I stay away from. You know, I've given up smoking 3 years ago. Don't drink. Obviously, don't take drugs anymore. I don't miss it because, you know, the last time I went out there, you know, and messed around with my life, I was thoroughly miserable. I wasn't happy at all from the beginning to the end. But you know, when you're an addict, it's an impulse, you can't stop. So you know, I don't miss it. I'm not one of those people that reminisces about, you know, oh, wasn't it great when I had hangovers? I mean, you know, I got back from LA on Monday. I went straight to do from the airport to do a Twitter Q&A. I mean, I couldn't do that if I was my old self, you know. I'm much more user-friendly now.
Much more user friendly. Boy George, the user-friendly version. I love that. You talk about food. Of course, you look incredibly svelte now. You are presumably how you want to be.
You know, there's still a little few bits I want to get
really?
tighten up, yeah, here and there. But I'm pretty happy with myself now. You know, I work out a lot. You know, that's obviously, people used to say to me years ago, you know, one day you'll really enjoy exercising. And I could never see it. I was like, I did it, but I could never see that it would be something that I'd get into. But actually, turns out if you do it enough, you know, obviously the more your fitness levels raise, the more you actually start to enjoy it. And obviously, when you see results, then you think, well, this is working. But a lot of it is, you know, it's everything. You know, I think your well-being is like a house of cards. If something's out of place, it all falls down. So you've got to kind of keep everything pretty much under control. But you know, now and then I do have a Snickers bar, I have to be honest, or some chips.
It's amazing. It is amazing to hear you talk about, you know, the 52-year-old you. And
Yeah.
it would have been amazing to you even 10 years ago, but certainly 20 or 30 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think, is it Dorothy Parker that says everybody becomes the person they despise? I think she's wrong. I think that's not true. You know, I want to be more like Diana Vreeland. You know, everything's marvelous.
When you get up and you put on the clothes and you put on the makeup, is that you getting into costume?
Less than it was. I think back in the day, there was so much, you know, accoutrement, you know, wigs and hats. And I was a little bit like a Victorian woman. I was trussed up 24/7, you know. No, I think my look now is a bit more kind of, you know, it's a bit easier to put on. It's not, you know, that old kind of image in the 80s was, it was a major kind of, you know, daily routine. It's lots of pinning and stitching and hanging things together. And plus, you know, I was much more insecure about myself back then. So, you know, I probably hid more.